This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Alicia Farda. Are you live on air?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I have a quick question. I understand she said that she began wearing her hijab. I would love to wear my hijab as well, because of course it's in our duty to be modest. But isn't it a little hard in a society that we are in today, and that we will get judged? I mean, that's kind of like my biggest fear of going out and with a hijab and being discouraged and being discriminated.
How old are you?
I'm in my 30s.
Okay.
But I have worn my hijab in the past, and I have I've been back and forth, took it off, put it back, took it off, because of that discrimination that you get these days with the hijab. You know, they call you all kinds of names. They look at you in a negative way. And I have been to job interviews, you know, and I was turned down because of my hijab. And, like, what can you say in reference to that?
SubhanAllah. Okay, thank you so much for your call. SubhanAllah. I would say, you know what? Tawakkal in Allah. You have to put all of your trust and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have to think that no matter what this dunya is, it's a big test. And you might not get that job, but maybe it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks it's not good for you. You might get discriminated, but that's part of the test of doing what's right. I mean, if we go back and we study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you think that he was able to bring Islam in and everyone said, welcome? I mean, he had to go through tests and tribulations. People, I mean, not only threw their trash at him, but threw stones at him, and they did all sorts because what he believed in. So do I think that we need to be strong? Absolutely. But you know what I've learned, and I live in Indiana, where it's a white state, mashallah, and people will walk by and they'll be like, and I'm like, hi, how are you? You know, and they'll like just look like, oh my God. But what I've learned is you take it with a grain of salt, and you realize you're not doing it for dunya, you're doing this for akhirah. It is farz on us because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to wear it. I mean, I know it's a struggle, but if I can tell you, when you put it on and you say, ya Allah, I'm doing this for you, and just go out with that intention every day and say, may you help me, may you strengthen me, may you guide me, and just continue doing it, and you'll see slowly by slowly, inshallah, you'll get stronger, and you'll get a better job. And I've seen many sisters who did not quit on the hijab, but they did get denied interviews, but they got jobs that paid them more, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw what was inside them, and He saw that they wouldn't give up.
Right.
So, is it hard? A little bit, but you know what, to me, I've gotten to that point where I want people to know who I am as a Muslim woman and distinguish me as that, and I want that respect. I mean, men will open the door for me, and they won't look at me for what I look like. They'll look at me for who I am. And so, is that important for us? How can we tell other people to come to Islam if we're not practicing it correctly? So I think your struggles are always going to be there, my sister, and we all are going to have struggles, but can you do it? Inshallah. I mean, if you need advice, email me. My email is zora@zorasarwari.com, and I'm here for you for that support and for that. And just know that, inshallah, it's, you know, Jannah must be won. It's not going to be an easy way to get to it, but you got to struggle and you got to go. And within time, it'll be like there's nothing wrong with it, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, inshallah. And also, like in your book, you were talking about that as well. It's like, you know, a lot of times we talk about certain things, but we never take the action, right?
Yes.
And subhanAllah, the hijab itself is also an action.
SubhanAllah.
And we have to think about it. It's like you said, Jannah has to be won. Mm-hmm. It's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every time we take a step, He wants to see if we really, really mean it, right?
That's right.
It's like,
That's
do you really mean it that you're going to wear the hijab, right? Mm-hmm. And then like you're faced with a problem, and then all of a sudden you're like, maybe I should take it off, or maybe, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
SubhanAllah, these tests are just a process.
That's right.
So don't be like shocked, don't be surprised when you're faced with those things, don't be surprised when you like don't get a job or something. It's okay, that's just a part of the process, inshallah, it'll all be okay.
SubhanAllah.